you know, one of the things that in sort of the in the introduction to Letters to the Future, this idea of disaster being the convention of the present state. And I feel like, you know, if that's true, then, you know, how do we think about having joyfulness, you know, side by side with that recognition, being able to continue to acknowledge that, but also cultivate joyfulness in spite of or as resistance to.
Joy backside suffering, right? But there's one of the visual arts editors for the journal that I edit for Obsidian said something to me when I was speaking with her about joining, and she said, "I want a revolution I can live for." And I said, "Yes, why endure? Why endure if there's no pleasure, if there's no joy? There's no reason to continue." And I really mean that, right? So to me, it's not about you know, just sticking around for it as if it's like a destination and something that comes later. In cultivating our joy, we cultivate life, right? And so part of it is like shifting our attention toward that which feeds us so that we can continue, as opposed to, I'm not saying that we aren't embattled. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we don't have to endure some real absolute insanity. I'm not saying that extremity and all of that isn't there. But when we look at folks who are in some of these really devastating situations, and they are smiling, and they are loving their families and the people that they care about, and their little animals and the world, and they're taking care of trying to take care of the earth. Some of those people, of course, are in our historical, right, context. Some of them are in our historical context as far as the present. They're right here with us, even in this geographical space, and they're all over the world, right? And that's the reason to endure is because there's something about being alive that is worth it.